ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Bypassing Congress, the State Department okaying sale of tank ammunition to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
A small portion of what has been requested is going through on an emergency basis. That is, moving quickly so that Israel can have what it needs in hand. But virtually everything else is going through the regular order, through Congress.
Expected to talk with lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday about more aid. Ukraine's president facing backlash over their response to anti-Semitism on campus, UPenn, MIT, and Harvard. ABC's Melissa Adan on Capitol Hill.
The schools say they are beefing up security and setting up task forces, but that's not enough for some donors. Now withdrawing massive donations, blaming the school's stance on combating anti-Semitism.
Two tickets sold at the same Southern California gas station matched all the numbers for the $395 million Mega Millions jackpot. This is ABC News. Criticizing the Texas State Republican Party's decision not to ban members from associating with Nazi sympathizers and Holocaust deniers, a Republican state senator, party leaders voted to remove the ban from a resolution supporting Israel.
I do not think that this is in any way good for any of our candidates running in 2024. Particularly if this is weaponized.
State Senator Morgan says Narrows Graham is a member of the state GOP executive committee. U.S. senators at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Dubai at a news conference called for action on curbing fossil fuels, calling it an addiction. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey.
OPEC does not want to phase out fossil fuels. They made that very clear.
It's the oil cartel. Markey says young people around the world should be alarmed that oil and gas producers are working to water down conference recommendations to reduce fossil fuel dependency. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mood is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio.
Kelsey Miles.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Just after 8 o'clock here on Civic Media, this is Max Inc. Radio, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family. Great food, live music, and good times. North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at LazyWolfLounge.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. You know, the Packers are kicking some ass this year. Let's show them some love. It's a double dip of sunspot. Go Pack on Max Inc. Radio.
Go!
town. We play every game like it's our last. When we see that green and gold,
we say go black.
When other teams say that it's too cold,
we say go black.
And when our defense won't yield,
we say go black.
We'll toast our beers to Lambeau Field,
we say go black.
Living in Wisconsin,
go black.
We only got one choice,
go black.
And when we see those colors,
go black.
Spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Oh, oh. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Spend the Night. That is the latest from Sunspot on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was released as part of an EP, The Strangest Frequency, I believe back in, what was it, April or March Rocker when they came in the studio?
Yeah.
It was earlier this year. Great release from Sunspot. And I was just talking with KJ off air that Sunspot, well, we've talked about this before. Sunspot's been around as a band since 1997, the same year that Maximum Music Magazine went into publication.
Well, we were in March of 96, but pretty close, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But Mike was writing for Maximum Inc. right there almost from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So, our histories go back 25 years.
It's amazing. And I recently saw a flashback picture of Sunspot, Mike, Ben, and Wendy. And the baby faces from way back then is just fantastic, especially Mike. He looked like he was 12 years old.
Well, here's another little factoid, actually. The way that I met Sunspot was through Wendy, and she was a drummer. And so is Chad Offshock. And they were creating this little group called the Drummers Guild. Mm. And so, of course, I'm a drummer, so I went to the Drummers Guild meeting, and it was just me, Chad, and Wendy.
No one else came.
But, then Chad ended up delivering Maximum Inks for me for years.
And, he did State Street here.
And Wendy, she's been a part of everything. And then, of course, Mike was one of my great writers. For many, many years.
For many years. And
they played many shows, Maximum Inc. shows over the years. I could tell you stories. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. And Chad Ovshek, he's in multiple bands, including Linda and the Zeros and the Qualms here in Madison.
Yep.
He's also a fantastic pet sitter at Hotel K Pet Sitting, where you can reserve your pet sitting right now at freebellyrobes.com.
This is a small world, isn't it, Jimmy?
Ooh, got that plug in. Hope you're all having a great night. Max Inc. on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. Rocker, it's just after 8 o'clock, but we still got plenty of entertainment ahead on the radio show tonight.
Jimmy, Diana Jones just got here. She's waiting in the green room right now to come on. A little after 8:30, Milwaukee guitarist, singer, songwriter. We're going to hear all about her music. Sounds incredible. Live in the Lair, the Elizabeth Mary,
the Buzz group,
the band, the everybody's here.
Elizabeth Mary just showed up.
That's right.
From her gig in Evansville.
That's right. She raced here on the Civic Media helicopter.
I could feel the energy in the green room here at Civic Media right now. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and then Max and Kevy attend Jimmy interview with Elsie, and then
Else.
I'm sorry. And last crack at 11
with a twist.
Right.
Yeah, Good Morning V is the band tonight.
And for those that maybe don't know, Last Crack features Paul Schluter, the guitarist, who is the guitarist for Elizabeth Mary Band tonight.
It all works out.
It's a small world, Jimmy.
You have Spinal Tap on the list of things to talk about tonight, yeah. And that's very intriguing. Well, Zach Brassington going to implode tonight in the studio?
I don't think he is going to implode, but I was just reading some stuff because it seems like everybody's talking about it. There's the reunion Spinal Tap.
They're doing a reunion show.
Like a movie. There's some kind of movie going on.
So there's something new in the works, was what you're saying.
Yeah, and I was actually, people are just talking about that, but what interested me was that Rick Wakeman of Yes, he was trying to say Spinal Tap, that's basically like a mockumentary of Yes. And so he went on to talk about the scene where in Spinal Tap where the guy gets stuck in, I think it's a telephone booth or some kind of like a device where he's getting on stage. Yeah. Well, he was telling the story of, Rick Wakeman was telling the story of Alan White, the drummer, who they had Tales of Topographic Oceans tour. They had a clamshell that the drum set was in and it would open up. But apparently when the band started, the clamshell didn't open up. And so he was playing inside this clamshell, but he started running out of oxygen because this thing was sealed. But he kept going, which was really cool. And then they finally, all the roadies were working in the background trying to get this thing open. They had to start pumping air into the guy. And it finally came, it finally broke open or whatever. But he was just relating to that as Spinal Tap. That was about us.
I remember watching the Spinal Tap movie when I was like 18 with Slam and Alvin and the whole BOA gang.
All your buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, how can a band have worse luck than Spinal Tap? Let me ask you something. As a drummer in Iron Plow here in Madison, as you're drumming away, let's say you're playing your anthem song, Iron Plow, have you ever felt vibrations in your body where you might explode?
No.
You got to play harder, bro.
Right.
You're not playing hard enough. You got to give it all your all.
Jimmy.
Take it right to that explosion point and just back off a little bit.
We're Iron Plow. You know, we don't play late. We don't play fast. We don't play long.
You just rock. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. We got music on the way from the Rascal Theory. We got Diana Jones. She's in the studio. Cannot wait to talk to her. Right now, let's do some music out of Nashville, Illinois. It's the Cancellations. The sky,
do you see an overnight, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end. You're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
that's a rocket like we're never gonna do it again. Standing there, you got fire in your eyes. So strong and true, the best I realize. So lucky to end it up hanging with you. A precious pain in this love I feel for you. And I still don't know where I am. Could you help me out of this jam again? There's a long, long way left to go. Will you run with me? I just gotta know. You have kept me from falling apart. Yeah, on my sleeve I'm wearing my heart. And I still don't know where I am. Could you help me out of this jam again? Help me out of this jam again. Help me out of this jam again. Help me out.
Jam again. That's Butter Brick on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Cancellations before that with Taking You to War. Cancellations, they are officially from Nashville, but they got Madison roots. And I just heard on the ABC News at the top of the hour, there was a tornado in the Nashville area, and some people got hurt. Thankfully, the people of the Cancellations, Ellie and Dano and Joe, they're all fine, though. So saw that on Facebook. Some breaking news for you on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, there's a special event happening with one of our advertisers or one of our sponsors here on Max Inc. Radio that I want to take a minute to talk about. The Full Mile Beer Company and Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're going to celebrate their five-year anniversary, dude.
Congratulations to CJ and the crew over there.
Absolutely. So check this out. On Saturday, December 16th, starting at 10 a.m., they have their five-year anniversary party starting, and it's going to feature the Blue Olives.
Oh, cool.
A legendary band from the Madison area. They've been around for a long time, and they play great blues. Anniversary party is on Saturday, December 16th. The fun starts at 10 o'clock, and they're going to have a release of a new beer too, Rocker, the Russian Imperial Stout.
Yum!
An Imperial Stout. This is a beer that you can have for breakfast.
Cut it with a knife.
Right, exactly. So that's the anniversary party happening on December 23rd at 10 o'clock, a band that you're very familiar with, an actual Atwood Fest alum band, Nagarnot is playing. They're an instrumental jazz band.
Oh, I love those guys.
I know. And they rocked it at Atwood.
They did.
They're
a lot of fun.
Kind of a jazzy, funky, all instrumental.
Very funky.
Organ, originals and eclectic covers from Nagarnot. And then on New Year's Eve, starting at 8 o'clock, they're going to have karaoke all night. Karaoke until the New Year's at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie.
You know, karaoke, man, they play everywhere, that band.
And they always have different singers
at the same time,
and it's amazing they can have so many singers sing the same song and they all kind of know the lyrics.
They're pretty amazing.
It's pretty awesome. Also, you know, Full Mile Beer Company, if you're looking for brunch on Sundays, is a really good place to get some food.
Great food. Great fish fries, Jimmy.
Fish fries, fantastic there. It's all handcrafted, all made right in house. Plus they brew their own beer there. I mean, so you get home brewed beer, home-cooked food, great service, great people. And it's right in downtown Sun Prairie. Love downtown Sun Prairie, Rocker.
It is. It's a great walk around the little town in there. There's so much to do out there now.
There is. So check them out. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can also find them online at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, fullmilebeercompany.com. Fullmilebeercompany.com. They got the music line up there. It's all there. And thank you, CJ, for your support of Max Inc. Radio and the local music scene. And congratulations on 5 years.
That's right. 5 years, man. That's awesome.
All right. Stick around. We got Live in the Lair with some awesome music, plus a new artist that we discovered just last week. She drove all the way to Milwaukee just to be on the show, and that's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Say love is a terminal pain. Christian love. If you got somebody that you love tonight, you better hold on tight. If you got somebody that you lost tonight, don't cry, baby, don't cry. Say it's all right. Say it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Hey, love don't get carried away. Oh, oh, yeah. I tell you, baby, that it's all just a game.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic once-in-a-lifetime rock and roll show in Madison, would you go?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert, featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and tons of other cool rock and rollers.
Runaway train, never going back. Stacey's mom has got it coming on.
It's one night of amazing music, auctions, and meet and greets, with all proceeds benefiting epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mm-hmm.
Media. We are local music. I Can Wait For You, Diana Jones. Nice brand new music. And, you know, I stumbled across that in my search for new music last week. We played the next song we're going to play last week. And I'm blown away. I was blown away. And I cannot wait. I cannot express my happiness that Diana is here with us tonight, rocker.
Jimmy, Diana Jones rocks. Literally. And she has been rocking since the early 80s, jamming in Greenwich Village. Now based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Diana has adventured to Madison to tell us all about her musical journey and new music. Diana, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thank you so
much
for
coming in.
Go ahead
and talk right into that microphone.
Ah. Yeah, get that right there.
Pull it down and get it good.
We're good.
Thank you for making the drive from Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
How was the drive?
It was okay.
Yeah, good.
Non-eventful, no deer. We're good.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
No deer is best.
I drive out there a lot and always watching for deer. Diana, let's get your story from the start. How did you get your music career going? I heard you got trick started. Tell us about how you got kick started.
There's not enough time. Ironically, my brother Marty back in the 80s, which anyone who knows me, the man I'm standing next to right now looks a lot like my brother. Like so much so I had to stop in my tracks.
You did a double take when I came around the corner over there.
I did.
When we first met.
Well, Jimmy thought you looked like his sister. So
well, I was just playing along, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now I got it.
But no, this was really his doing. I was living in Texas, went to high school and graduated. My brother was living in New York, and he called me up and said, hey, come see me for Christmas, you know? So I went to see him for Christmas, hung out for a little bit, and he got me, a friend of his was a bartender at the infamous Folk City in Greenwich Village, and tricked me into a hoot night, which is an open mic night down there. And Folk City was where anybody who's anybody got their start, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, all them guys.
Wow.
So they, the girls, his girlfriends came over, picked me up, took me to the bar, had a couple beers in me and, you know, a little liquid courage.
Yeah.
And because I didn't go there for music. I didn't realize I was a musician. That didn't happen until I was, I don't know, probably 30 or 40. But
so, well, how was the thing where they, how did they get you right on the stage or what happened with that?
They,
closer to that.
I'm sorry. Well, they, you had to sign up. So they signed me up and they picked, you know, called you by number and they called my name. Hey, Diana Jones. And I'm looking around because I'm like green. And I'm like, hey, there's another Diana Jones here. And, you know, my his friends were like, you cannot be serious. No, that's you. You have to go do this. And I'm like, no, you know, because I had never got up in front of people and sang before. So got up and sang, and the club owner, Robbie Wolliver, who is a fantastic human being, came over and asked me if I could sing a half hour's worth of music. I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, come back here Friday night. I want you to be an opening act for somebody. And it was Rick Danko from the band.
Wow. Wow.
I was 18, just turned 18, and I lived under a rock, so I had no idea who this guy was. It was, that's another story all in itself.
How did that conversation go with the parents, or if you had that conversation with the parents, how did they go? Hey, I'm going to be a rock star, you know?
It wasn't really like that. Yeah. It was more of a me and my brother thing. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, once my folks found out it wasn't like a phase, they were like, oh, okay.
Does your brother do music as well? Does he perform?
No.
Okay.
He passed in 93.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, Diana, tell us about your music career in the 80s, because playing in Greenwich Village and opening, you opened for legends like Paul Butterfield, Jerry Jeff Walker. It went beyond the Danko show. Tell us what happened after that.
It was a blast. It was a blast. The 80s in New York, I mean, you know, it was the 80s. So
can you still remember it?
Yeah. And you're young and stupid. And, you know, you just play the clubs. And I played a lot at Folk City. I played a lot at the Bitter End. I played the Village Gate. Worked at the Village Gate for a long time. Met a lot of really cool people, wonderful friends, you know, family at the gate. It was just kind of my stomping grounds for about 6-7 years.
I mean, talk about Paul Butterfield. I mean, you're talking like, you know, he played with Jimi Hendrix. So you're like one step removed from Jimi.
Again, wow. I was 18 and lived under a rock and had no idea who these people were until much later. And Rick Danko, actually, bless his heart, he loved me to death. And I opened for him every time he played at Folk City. Because after the first night, he was like, I have her open for me. Mm. I think he understood I was green. He understood that I was young and really kind of didn't know what I was doing. And he sort of looked out for me when he was there in the building, and he would kind of guide me a little bit.
They had to give you so much confidence.
It did.
So you could focus on singing and doing your art.
Yeah. I didn't find out who they all were until Richard Emmanuel and Levon Helm showed up, and they all. No, this is unreal.
She's dropping names left and right over
here.
Yeah,
it was unreal. They all wanted to do a song at the end of the night together, and I was like, oh. They were like, what do you know? And I'm like, oh, I know this song. Bette Midler does it because she had just cut it. And it's I Shall Be Released. And one of the guys looked at me and he goes, does it go like this? And he starts playing it. I'm like, yeah, that's it. He goes, yeah, I wrote that. And I'm like, okay. And I just looked at him. I said, hey, my excuse is I'm 18. I don't know who you are. And I'm really sorry if that's a bad thing. But no, they laughed and, you know, went on with their evening.
What a great story. Diana Jones joins us here in the studio, Max Econ Civic Media. What made you leave all that in Milwaukee and move to, or in New York and move to Milwaukee?
I needed a break. wanted some fresh air because New York is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
especially in the 80s. It was unregulated back then. It was pure mayhem.
Yeah.
Pandemonium.
Yeah. And I just wanted some fresh air, get back to my roots a little bit. And, you know, revamp.
Are you originally from Wisconsin? Or
actually, I'm originally from Michigan.
From Michigan.
Yeah. People always think I was a military brat, but because we moved all over the place. But okay. I think we just moved because my folks like to move, I guess.
What was your career like here in Wisconsin after you moved here?
It was quiet for a minute because I had to find my bearings and happened to walk into the Up and Under.
Great place.
Yeah, I know. One Sunday afternoon, Leroy Airmaster was playing.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the open jam Sundays, and I sat in with them, and they just about wet themselves, and they were like, yeah, you got to come back. And I met some really great musicians. There are such wonderful musicians in Milwaukee, and the guys, all the gang, guys and gals who helped me out with my CD are top-notch Milwaukee players. And it was just a blessing that this CD really came together. And
now, talking about your CD, you have a new record out. I Can't Wait For You. Tell us about your new release.
It is called I Can Wait For You, the song you just heard. Actually is the one song that bounced off of everything. It was the magic in the studio. I have a song on there called Let's Go that I wanted to be the title of the album. And then after all the recording was done and the editing was happening, we kept listening to I Can Wait For You, and it just jumped out of the speakers at everybody, and it's like, no, this is it. This is the one.
The consensus song.
Yeah, it really, it pops. It's really fun. It's got a lot of energy. Ben Barrels from Waterford is the guitar player on this particular cut, and he just aced it, and it was a fun time.
Diana, you have shows coming up on January 13th, and your duo plays Marty's Caddyshack in New Berlin.
Mary's Caddyshack. Yep, that's January 13th.
And then the 20th, your full band is going to be at Spanky's Sports Bar in Waterford.
Yep.
Spanky's.
Yep.
Spanky's. tell us about your band and the live show.
My band, the live show is, I was saying earlier, you know, we in Milwaukee, you have to do, you know, covers. You have to, they don't really, aren't real hip on original songs. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just throw mine in there and do them anyway, and they don't know any different. And, you know, people are starting to get to know us more for my originals. So I'd like to branch out a little more and come to Madison, actually, and get a few bookings out here. And
we would love to have you.
So, yeah, that'd be great. But, yeah, the band, it depends on the venue and the size of the venue. I play, I'm kind of prepared for all avenues. Me and my guitar player, Tom Hunter, we do a lot of duos around town. I do four-piece, you know, drums, bass, myself on rhythm, and Tom Hunter on guitar. We do a lot of those gigs. The bigger gigs, like, you know, Bastille Days or Summerfest, we are able to get the whole band in there with Linda Lee Schlitz and Deirdre Fellner are my backup vocalists,
oh, okay.
my supporting vocalists, and they are...
Deirdre, she's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They are monsters on their own. I mean, they're doing stuff all around the state anyway. And, I mean, Linda Lee has a Pat Benatar tribute thing, Fire and Ice, going. Deirdre is in Door County. Hmm. You know, she's at the Drum House a lot on Sundays doing jazz. And they're just monster singers.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. This was a long time coming.
Your journey is a great story, and where you are right now with this new music is absolutely fantastic. If the fans want to check it out, how do we get you online?
DianaJonesRocks.com, and it's two N's in Diana. Apparently, that's important. there's another Diana Jones out there from Nashville, so it's, you know, she's really cool. She's got really good music out there.
Did you do a show with her?
But we should double bill, I know, right?
Yeah, there you go.
But DianaJonesRocks.com is my website. It's got all my, you can buy my CD, download a downloadable from my website. We have CDs and downloadables at my gigs. My Facebook music page is Diana Jones Rocks. All my social media is Diana Jones Rocks.
Nicely branded. Thank you for making the drive in the day. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for
and
having
me. She's coming
me.
Back on the 23rd of March, Jeannie.
We're going to talk about the 23rd.
Can't wait. Let's hear your new song.
It's non-negotiable.
I love this one. Something Right About You. It's Diana Jones.
Thank you.
Live on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Something Right About You. Diana Jones. Yeah, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Thank you, Diana, for coming all the way from Milwaukee. Love your music. You know what else I love? Live in the Lair. That's coming up in just moments. Elizabeth Mary, the whole band. Take you up to that spot and with Mackenzie Moore.
I like to think I don't feel anything. Then my brain takes over. Cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it safe.
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.